On Don Wink's WGY Morning News. Oh, listen, guys. You know, does your wife go? I know that my wife constantly complains. Ah, you snore. You keep the whole neighborhood up at night. For God's sake, it registers on the Richter scale. If you're getting that kind of complaint around the house, wait until you meet our guest this morning. She doesn't complain about her husband snoring, but wait till you hear what he does. Here is Karen Slavik Leonard from London, England. Good morning, Karen.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely terrific. Now, I heard about you're making international news. You and your husband are making international news, and you actually have a blog spot, right?
Yeah, this has all been extremely shocking for us.
And it's called Sleep Talking Man, S-L-E-E-P T-A-L-K-I-N. nman.blogspot.com. And how did the Blogspot get going?
Well, Adam started sleep talking a little less than a year ago. And, well, I can say I first heard Adam start sleep talking about a year ago. And for a long time, I just kept a written log for myself. You know, it was really just a source of amusement for me and my friends. And we spent time laughing at Adam and being amused. And he got used to that eventually. And, then one day, just for my own amusement and I guess to kill some time in the evenings, I decided to put the blog. I had no plans for it. I didn't market it or anything. I just sort of put it up for fun.
Sure.
And it just sort of sat up there for a few weeks. I think our biggest day was 459 visitors. We were extremely excited about it. And then we woke up one morning and the whole world had changed.
Everybody in the world wants to hear what Adam is up to, but what kind of things does he talks in his sleep, right?
Yeah, he is like a completely different person. In fact, Adam refers to Sleep Talking Man in the third person.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, because he can't really identify with this person. You know, by now I record them, so he hears the recordings. So, you know, it's sort of his voice, but he has no recollection of having said any of these things. And also, the personality is just so different. Adam is this delightful, sensitive, sweet, you know, he doesn't insult people, he doesn't curse at people, he's humble. And then Sleep Talking Man is just rude and very cutting and it's really random and... yeah, can be quite mean, and is also seems to be really full of himself.
Wow, how about that? And Adam has no, I mean, he doesn't, he's never awakened to say, you know, what was I just saying? Or he has no knowledge of what he says in his sleep?
There's an extremely rare, there's been one time that he actually woke himself up yelling, and I, unfortunately, we're on the radio, so I can't even say what it was that he said.
Yeah, I know.
But he woke himself up yelling, and then he turned to me, and he said, did I just say, oh, it's really unfortunate that I can't repeat it. but for the most part, he just chatters and chatters and just stays asleep, yeah.
And he says, really? Go ahead, Karen.
I was going to say, the things he said, he seemed to fall into a number of categories. So there's the... really, I guess there's the insult category where he says these really awful, mean, cutting remarks, like, I'd rather strip off my skin and bathe my weeping raw flesh in a bath of vinegar than spend any time with you.
Whoa!
Or, I mean, that's about the cleanest one I could come up with in my memory, 'cause those... yeah, those are usually ones that I'm not even that comfortable repeating to friends, let alone saying on the radio.
Yikes.
So that's one grouping. And then he talks a lot about food and animals, but in really bizarre, random ways. Like he says, you know, yes, elephants and thongs is not something you see every day. Enjoy it. Or he'll say, he once said, vampire penguins, zombie guinea pigs, we're done for. Done for. And so there's a lot of things like that. And then the other kind of category I've started to realize is these really egocentric, you know, very conceited things. So he'll say, I can't believe in God when I'm this good. Well, actually, just yesterday morning, he said, told me, I want you to feel greatness. Yeah, that's my husband.
We have somebody on staff who says that when he's awake. And we try to stay away from him. But this is
Well, maybe he should meet Sleeping Adam.
This is one of the oddest things I've ever heard of. And when he wakes, absolutely no knowledge of this other person.
He wakes up, he looks at me, I burst out laughing, and so he knows he's been talking. And he says, "What did I say?"
Well, listen, you can follow the adventures of Karen Slavik Leonard and Adam at sleeptalkingman.blogspot.com. And we'll put it up on our webpage at wgy.com. Karen, have you ever thought of a motel room?
No, I love this. I get so much enjoyment. I find it hilarious every single day.
That's right. It's like this is late night entertainment at its best. Hey, Karen, thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for the visit this morning. Really appreciate it. Take care now.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Karen Slavik Leonard here at Don Meeks WGY Morning News.